News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is September the 10th. It's 7 after 6. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many have. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, and we love our chat pack. I think this is a way for us to immediately find out, too, what's happening with the fire. As you know, the Clover Fire has, from the last that has been reported, 20 structures destroyed. We did have a chat packer this morning that came in to our web site, KCNR1460.com. You can go in and listen to us live and chat with us. So that way, it's really the citizens, you, the citizens, will keep us with immediately informed.
It looks like it's about 7,000 acres, 30 structures now have been destroyed. Power's off up in the area. PG&E's turning power off. Power out all over the area. Happy Valley evacuated. Water is on, but has to be delivered manually. And 300 homes are threatened. That's the latest we have. And we're going to be giving updates throughout the show on what's going on.
There are places that, as we go along, we'll talk to you about, we'll tell you, for instance, with the Reading Rodeo Grounds are accepting animals, large animals. There's some shelters in town as well. We have areas of smoke today. That is the forecast with temperatures around 101. Clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Tomorrow we'll be clearing up, hopefully, with some sunny weathers around 95. Mostly clear on Wednesday night with 66. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo expert, Chris Lasondak. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're 30 minutes or so into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 89 points at 15,151. The S&P 500 is adding 9 points at 1681, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 17 points at 3723. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 130 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up 18 cents at 1466, General Electric up 42 cents at 2381, Alcoa up 2 cents at $8.10, while Ford is up 24 cents at 1755. Stocks of local interest, PG&E up 8 cents at $41.07. Safeway's up 26 cents at $26.51. Harley-Davidson up 47 cents at $63.17. And Tri-County's Bank up 8 cents at $20.80. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.95%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.47. Oil's down $2.65 a barrel at $106.82, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $26.83 an ounce at $13.59.56, while silver's down 79 cents an ounce at $22.84. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561. They can get you through the jungles of Wall Street. 243-7561. They give really great advice. Okay, Just Bob's with us today. We had Savannah off because Bad Bob's on vacation this week doing something strange out in the ocean. So what's the latest on the fires here, Bob?
Thank you, Carl. We do have some updated figures. Cal Fire now is saying 30 structures have been destroyed in the Clover Fire, which continues to burn south of Reading. As of 6:30 this morning, fire officials said the fire had burned 7,400 acres, and it's now 40% contained. As of this morning, 350 homes were threatened. Happy Valley schools are closed today due to the fire. West Valley High School remains open. Evacuation orders remain in effect for parts of Happy Valley, Igo, and Cottonwood in the following areas. Clear Creek and Cloverdale, everything southwest to Gas Point and Small Farms and Marsh Way. Small Farms south to Black Pine Road, Cloverdale from Clear Creek to Oak and Oak to Palm. And the following roads are closed. Clear Creek at 273, Olinda Road at West Anderson, Placer at Swayze, Gas Point at Happy Valley, Canyon at 273, Platina at Grange Hall, Cloverdale Road, Clear Creek, Gas Point, Placer to Palm Avenue, Honeybee to Platina Road, Platina to Black Pine as well, according to CAL FIRE. Evacuation centers set up at the First Baptist Church on Brush Street in Cottonwood and the Happy Valley Community Center on Happy Valley Road. And as Linda mentioned, a number of locations around the area taking in animals as well.
Haven Humane, and there's some people even volunteering it. Hey, the temperature's 78. I've got 78, too, in a place I checked. I don't know where the other one came from.
So 78 degrees it is. Again, we're going to have a smoky day with 101. Let's take a break here. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:15 in the morning, September the 10th, 605-4567 is our phone number. We'll keep you up to date through the whole next 2 hours on what's going on with the fire. Welcome to our chat room, and Craig and Angel, Sunny there, and more. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe is not only great coffee in the cold weather, but also those icy drinks that the baristas make during the day. So you can get it all there. Walk next door, and they will match or meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And speaking of veterans, we have Bill McKinney in here with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And Bill is a Korean War veteran, and he's getting ready to
Thank you for your service.
He's getting ready to do something really cool. And yeah, thank you so much for your service. But Bill, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an Oregonian, and I attended Medford High School. I've just been to my 65th class reunion, and after high school, things were not. The economy was just like it is now. And so a group of us enlisted in the Air Force. And this was in January of 1949. And we all went different ways. And I ended up in Japan in November 1949 at Tachikawa Air Force Base. And we were living a great life as occupation soldiers. So I was playing football and climbing Mount Fujiyama and doing a great
There's no
day.
War going on there. You're just having a good time.
Yeah, that's right. And then I worked a midnight shift. I was in weather. I worked a midnight shift, and on a Sunday morning, June 25th, a colonel comes in and says, "Where are the pilots?" And he said, "Well, they're out on the golf course." And he says, "Get their rears in." He didn't emphasize that in a different way.
Sound familiar?
Yeah. And the pilots were all out on the golf course, and he says, "We're at war." And I said, "Well, I thought we won over here in Japan." He says, "No, it's over in Korea." And this was a troop carrier base, and they had C-54 squadron, and they pilots came in dressed in all their golf gear, and they just threw their golf clubs down and jumped in their planes and flew to Korea to get the dependents out, because there wasn't much resistance. They were just coming right down the corridors into South Korea. And then after that, we got orders for a weather unit, and it was July 15th, 1950, and it was an old fighter base at Pohang, Korea. It was on the east coast, the eastern end of the Pusan perimeter, there was an area of about 300 or 400 miles. It was always left of Korea our hands that the enemy. And
I've been to Pohang before. They still got an air base there. Yeah.
And after that, we set up and presented the weather for the 35th Fighter Squadron, and the base was P-51 Mustangs and B-26 bombers, and the field was an old Japanese fighter base. It was too short for jets, and I would say the propeller aircraft saved the day for us. The Corsairs off the carrier and the Mustangs and the B-26s, the jets had to fly from Japan. And the time they got over the war area, they could only stay just for a few minutes. And it was the first jet war, and they were hitting our side and their side. But the P-51 Mustangs and Corsairs could stay over the combat area for half an hour.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're talking to Bill McKinney, because Bill is getting ready to take a trip here tomorrow. And we want to talk about that. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Okay, you know what? There's been this variation of degrees this morning, and I know it's because of the smoke in the air, so we're reading different temperatures. It's around 66 degrees right now. Areas of smoke in the air today with temperatures reaching around 101. Clear tonight with temperatures around 67. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Reading Crown Motors, down at 555 Cypress Avenue, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln dealer. They take great pleasure in treating people right. Their service department is second to none. I bought a Ford years ago. I still love my F-150. And they will take care of you at Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or again, head down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Bill McKinney, and Bill was, joined, after World War II. They were playing basketball one day. The officers were out playing golf and those pesky Koreans came across the border. And next thing you knew, he was in Pohang, Korea, working there. So you made it through the war.
Yes.
And then how'd you get back here to Reading? Is this where you were from?
I was the educator in Oregon, and they have the Shasta Lake, and you could ski and water ski, and it was a good place to come back to and raise a family. And
you did. So you've been a teacher here, an educator?
Yes, for about 28 years in the Cascade Union School District in Anderson.
Now, you are the president of the Korean Veterans Association,
yes,
here, right?
Yeah, it's chapter number one, and there are a number of them in California, about 12, and the next unit is in San Jose. And then we kind of keep touch together.
Uh-huh. But you've got something happening here tomorrow.
Got a big trip.
Yeah, tomorrow, it's 9-1-1 day. they have a revisit tour, and there were three tours, and then the tour we're on is a revisit tour, and there was a Colonel Wilhelm that's the coordinator for the tour, and he was in the Marines, and each time that they have a tour, they were doing a different battle area.
Uh-huh.
And so this time it's going to be in the Pusan perimeter. That's the where they were and when the war first started, and that's where I ended up. And there are about 70 across the nation, and some, like there's Jack Davis of our chapter here, and myself and our wives are going to be leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning for a nonstop flight to Incheon, and then they'll have a ceremony, and then they take our first tour is the DMZ.
Oh, that sounds like a great tour. Now, understand the South Korean government pays for this.
Yes. There's not many countries that say thank you like that. And they've been doing this for the 3 years of the war. This is the 60th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And so there were two from our chapter that decided to go, and feel very fortunate.
Fantastic. Trip of a lifetime. Yeah.
And the little town of Pohang that I left was burning and destroyed. It's now 500,000.
Yeah, so it has an air base there. We've been there on, we went over there for a different, I think it was Ochi Focus Lens, which is the name of the big exercise. And they'd roll us into Pohang to set up our systems over there and to set up our combat operations center out of Pohang. And then it was a nationwide, exercise, which just used to really irritate the North Koreans.
Yeah, my son was a naval aviator and threw P-3 Orions, and he landed there and was telling me about it. But after we evacuated, Pohang became a celebrity base. Oh. Ted Williams flew out of there, and his wingman was John Glenn.
Oh, well, no, they weren't there when you were there. So, well, you know what? This is just wonderful, Bill. That first of all, again, thank you so much for your service. But having the opportunity to go back there, and you know, you're taking your bride,
and to be welcomed by the government, and feel like you know you're celebrating because of what you were part of. You know, a part of the
saving their country,
and their lives.
Yeah, well, maybe, we missed Dennis Rodman over there, so I.
and we've got just like a minute left. Any other last thoughts here? You could be the emissary to South Korea then.
Well, you know, there were, in my unit, there were about 7 of us, and I'm the last survivor of it. And so I'm going over there with a lot of memories of the ones that I served with. Appreciate the Korean government that's responsible for all this. They're a gracious people.
They are. You know what? And I know that Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan went back there from the Koreans. I know the general has been over here, people from their councils up here in Reading. And you're right. They are very appreciative of what happens. But we're very appreciative of you, sir. And thank you again so much for your service. And just have a wonderful trip.
Well, thank you for having me here to tell my story.
Well, you know what? We can't forget your story. And your story has led to so many other stories, from a generation a little bit above in front of you from World War II, in Korea, Vietnam, and so on. I mean, we've been in a war for a decade.
Yeah, I used to tell my students that Korea was World War II and a half.
The Forgotten War. Thank you very much. Bill McKinney heading to South Korea tomorrow. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple is expected to announce two new versions of its iPhone today at its California headquarters. The more expensive smartphone reportedly will include fingerprint scanning technology, a faster processor, and an upgraded camera. The other is expected to be a less expensive iPhone in a plastic case that comes in different colors aimed at the Chinese and emerging markets. Meanwhile, the National Federation of Independent Businesses read on small business optimism is out. The NFIB's index came in with an August reading of 94, just down from July's 94.1. One reading. Small business owners report little pricing power, but 20% plan price hikes in the coming months. And a big shakeup is coming to the Dow Industrial Average on September 23rd. Alcoa, Hewlett-Packard, and Bank of America are being dropped and replaced by Goldman Sachs, Nike, and Visa. Alcoa had been one of the Dow 30 stocks since 1959. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Welcome to the Witness Protection Program.
I don't have a single regret.
What are you writing?
My memoirs.
I knew it.
It's good for me to write the truth on the mob.
From executive producer Martin Scorsese.
This gets out, you're dead.
Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's going to fix the pipes now?
The family.
Your family is insane. Pile.
Based on the novel by Tonino Beniquista, directed by Luc Besson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food. Like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This Friday night, high school football action continues right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the West Valley Eagles. Pregame starts at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30 in a matchup of two undefeated teams, each with championship aspirations. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the West Valley Eagles on Shasta County's home for Friday night football. KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're looking around 66 degrees today. Areas of smoke in the air. We'll give you some updates on the fire in just a minute. Temperatures are around 101 today. Clear tonight with 67. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Now, Jeff at Crackmaster can do jobs that other people can't. From a small chips up to 24 inches, go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio, located at 3208 Market Street, Redding. We call him Honest Jeff. Give him a call, 241-8373. All right, as promised, we are your community radio, and we talk about things that are going on in Redding on the North State. And coming up this Saturday, September 14th, is the first annual, oh, my gosh, it's a great name. And with us this morning to talk about it is Brandy Jones and Vicki Wilkinson. And they are here with from the chamber talking about an event called, should we do it together?
Bacon and Brewfest. Yes, it's going to be fabulous.
Frankly, without knowing anything else about it, I'll be there. You have two of the things that men like anything. We have bacon and beer. Does bacon go with beer?
Of course it does.
Absolutely.
Bacon goes with,
beer.
Everything.
Bacon goes with everything. Chocolate. I've heard now,
You can wrap roses in bacon.
You can wrap whatever you want in bacon.
Edible flowers with bacon. That's interesting.
Bacon cupcakes, bacon bacon maple donuts. Mm-hmm.
What was, you know, they're making things. What was the latest I saw? Something. It was a it had to do with a deep fried Twinkie and bacon or something like that. I'm just it was scary.
Yeah,
it was
bacon vodka now.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, it's clever. But let's talk about that you know, we're a way for we as a community to raise funds are with these fundraisers or fundraisers. So let's talk about what the event is about and for.
Let's do that. So 100% of the ticket sales will go to two different nonprofits in the area, one being the Redding Chamber and the other being the Luis Miramontes Foundation, which some of you may or may not know that they brought the Da Vinci machine to the local hospitals for some surgeries.
We've been involved with raising funds for the Luis Miramontes Foundation for, well, gosh, 2 years at least, maybe more.
Yeah,
when you first were talking about it and supporting it. So this can be a this allows very precise surgery to be done. Much more precise, much more precise than you can just with really literally your hands by using a machine and cameras.
Yep, so it's a great foundation.
Describe that.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Brandy, let's start with you. Tell us who you are and yes,
you're
a personality on the microphone along with Vicki, but let's start with you. Tell us about who you are and are you involved with the chamber?
I am actually work for Wind River Casino. I'm the group sales manager. So, all the fun stuff I get to take care of, which is great. And Vicki and I teamed up for this Bacon and Brew Fest because we thought it'd be a great event, something that hasn't taken place in Redding thus far. So we thought we'd be the pioneers for this event and see how we could do it. And who doesn't love bacon and who doesn't love beer? So this event is wrapped around that whole concept of bacon and beer. And we will be giving away tons of prizes. It'll be great food. We have a lot of great vendors and great breweries that are coming to hang out with us for the day, too. And then Vicki.
Hi.
Is all right, because I give
the silent partners
yes,
here.
Yes, Vicki. Yeah. Vicki is the paperwork girl.
All right. So, Vicki, tell us about, are you involved with the chamber?
Yes, I work for the chamber. I'm the events coordinator. I've been there 13 years, so I've had lots of practice with raising funds for the chamber. And Brandy and I thought this up a year ago, and she mentioned it. I raised my eyebrows, and I said, let's do it. I said, this is going to be a blast. And so we have had a great trip. We went to Chico, trying to get a little few people out of Chico to come visit us. And so we've had... It's not only been, it's been a kind of a team building thing, but it's been a great experience to work with Brandy. And we work together a lot. They are just absolutely wonderful. Wind River is our golden premier partner at the chamber.
Well, Brandy's been on our show, but Brandy got her hair cut.
I did.
And it's adorable. And so now it's kind of like, you know, when you clean the window and you get things come into view and you
like,
go,
oh, that is.
Oh, that's. You've been here and, you know, we really appreciate, you know, what Wind River. We were talking about that earlier, about how community-driven Wind River has been. How much they've given money back to the community for it to grow with, again, creating space, using the facilities. I know some of the places, some of the fundraisers that I've attended every year, are now starting to kind of slide on over and be involved with Wind River because you make it easy for the community. We appreciate that. Shout out to you, Brandy.
Thank you.
And Wind River.
I'd like to also give a special shout out for you all in the fact that you all support veteran projects where there's other major, major organizations in this area that don't. But we really appreciate that. And I think it was $10,000 plus was given to that walk down in Anderson, which was just phenomenal, plus other things you all do. So that's a big shout out. Now, we need to take a break, but first of all, this is going to be a Saturday.
This Saturday.
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 per person at the Wind River Resort and Casino. And they're going to have bacon-inspired samples created by Elements, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Mary's Pizza Shack, Sublime Cake Design, Trader Joe's, and also featuring beer brewed by the area breweries of Foothill, the Wild Card Brewing Company, Fall River Brewing, Robinette's Barbecue is going to be there, I Go Nuts Bakery. I just can't wait to see what they do with this. But live music, and then you can people come in and just show off their best bacon recipe?
We actually have a contest for the best bacon and beer inspired hat. So whoever wins that contest wins a $100 prize package. It's a meat package, actually. So then they'll get the top honor of being Mr. and Mrs. Piggy. So that is – and then the Lindsay Thomas Band will be playing that day also.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We should do that.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait, it's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans, who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah! Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're here with Brew and Bacon, or Bacon and Brew, with Wind River and the Chamber of Commerce. It's a fundraiser. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They draw their water from their own private springs, protected at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227. We use it here, which kind of explains why we do strange things sometimes. MountShastaSpringwater.com is their website. And we're here with names that my wife has just hidden from me. Brandy Jones and Vicki Wilkinson, Bacon and Brew, Wind River, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. It's here to raise money for Luis Amaro Montes Foundation.
Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And okay, now let's, if people are event hopping or they're not quite sure what they're going to do, it's this Saturday, September 14th from 11 a.m., which is great. So you can get in and they're $15 tickets and all of the proceeds. This isn't like we keep back five for this and
no.
Keep it. All of the proceeds of your tickets, you know, they're going. It's going to be split two events. Randy, tell us again. It's going to the chamber.
The Reading Chamber and the Luis Miramontes Foundation, which are both nonprofit organizations. So 100% of the ticket sales will go to both of them.
So let's talk about the fact that there's seven vendors. You also have Foothill Brewing. And you have Robinette's Barbecue, I Go Nuts Bakery. So everything is going to be somewhat related to bacon. Bacon infused, bacon tasting, and this is I love how you guys have been creative with this. Vicki, you're involved with the chamber. There's a lot of stuff coming up, coming on with the chamber. What does the chamber do with their funds?
Well, the chamber does a lot of, work in the community as far as, helping businesses. We're a business organization, so our staff, Frank, Val, and myself, and our subcontract salespeople and bookkeeper, all work towards, making sure that businesses have the opportunity to be heard and be successful in the community. That's our mission. So we take the money and it goes into, the basic chamber budget. And part of our budget is membership sales and, membership. And then the other part is fundraising. And also providing a good networking for our members. That's the biggest part of the events that we hold, is putting people together to network and grow their businesses through each other and talking with each other.
You say have a State of the City address happening here pretty soon.
And that's Tuesday. Tuesday.
State of the City is the City of Reading and the Chamber of Commerce have for years, 26 years, it's the 26th annual, have basically put this on for the community. It's an opportunity for everyone, business and private citizens, to connect with the city council at a luncheon. Mayor Rick Bassetti will be doing the speaking this year, and he's prepared a speech and a presentation. It's very popular. We usually have around 650 to 700 people in the auditorium for lunch. We get you in, we get you seated, we serve you lunch, the program begins, and it's over by 1:30. So.
And you don't have to be a member of the chamber to go to this either.
Oh no, you do not have to be a member.
And how do you get tickets for that?
Call the chamber, and it's 225-4433, and ask for Vicki or Susan, and we'd be glad to sell you tickets. They are $30 each for the lunch.
And Wind River does this because you guys are just good guys.
Yeah.
I just got one of our Facebook people says that you all are good neighbors.
Well,
Well, good.
Wind River's good neighbors.
I'm glad. And we also want to give away some tickets today.
Okay. Oh,
to this. So we're going to give you guys 4 tickets to give away for this event on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. So let's take our first caller here, 605-4567. That's 2 tickets generously donated, given to our first caller here for Saturday's show.
Bacon and Brew Fest.
That's right. Sounds like a blast. You can get in the door for free, and then, you know, it'll be a lot of fun for you. There's our caller. We'll find out what the name is. And please enjoy your event.
I have something I've been working on. I've been keeping it from you.
Okay.
Elk Killer and I've been working on it out in the carport. We're inventing a bacon fragrance that women can buy to kind of maybe spray behind your ears. That, you know, I just hate to say it, but so far it has worked 100% of the time on Elk Killer, my dog. I spray a little bit on me, and she runs right up and licks me. The side effects, unfortunately, there's been 2 possums in the backyard.
And
a cat. I woke up and I was kind of like dozing outside, and a cat was sitting on my face. But I really think that I've got something here that, I mean, I can go to Wind River and you can be out there dancing, just a little spray of the bacon for one of the ladies out there, and you could have, well, you might attract pigs. I'm not sure out there, you know, on the dance floor, but at least you'll have guys.
Okay, maybe, so let's,
because it's bacon. Bacon flavored.
Okay.
Do you want
Carl's
me to stop
on
here?
Yeah. Okay. You're on your tirade as far as bacon. But, you know, hey, you're driving at home that this is the first annual Bacon and Brew Fest that's happening at Wind River. And we've, Bob, who are the lucky winners of the tickets?
Well, we got one so far, Linda. George Carlson of Reading.
Congratulations.
Is our winner.
Okay, George, just come on down to the station. Your name is here on the tickets. Wait a minute.
They can actually pick them up at you all. I'll call them today.
Okay, we'll get your phone number, and they're going – George, make sure we have your phone number, and they're going to call you today.
Yeah, I'll give them a little ring.
Okay. All right, so while we're at it – thank you, ladies, so much for being here. We're going to take another caller here, 605-4567. We're going to take another caller, 605-4567, and you'll get 2 tickets. Thank you so much, ladies, for being with us today. That's
thank
2
you.
Tickets for this Saturday's event called Bacon and Brew at Wind River. What a blast.
Thank you, Brandy Jones and Vicki Wilkinson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-4075. That's 1-800-345-4075. 1-800-345-4075.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is our favorite person, Kim Chamberlain.
Yay!
Yay, Kimmy!
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
So good to be here.
We were just talking about you yesterday. We're so thrilled to have you
here
today.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. You are the founder or the creator of Bringing It to Reading, Reads Across America.
Well, I am one of the instrument to bring the Reads Across America to our area to honor our fallen veteran at the Northern California Veteran Cemetery. Once again, I am here to raise funds to put on this Reads Across America on this coming December. So mostly I'm here to talk about upcoming concert at the Anderson River Park, September 21st, Saturday, 4 p.m. We are featuring a local singers such as wonderful Chris McCandless,
yes,
a patriotic singer,
yes,
and Michael Vasquez,
yes,
a wonderful country singer.
They both do a great job at the national anthem too.
Yes, they sure do.
Mm-hmm. So that's a nice little bill. That's a good bill right there, the two of them.
And if you haven't seen Reads Across America, you are cheating yourself. What this is in December or is November?
December 14th, second Saturday of December.
Second Saturday in December, we all go up to IGO, and all of these reads are here and have been donated and bought through all what we're doing here with the donations. And every gravesite there, every memorial marker then gets this beautiful green wreath with a beautiful red ribbon on it.
So beautiful.
Is laid across each one of them. And but they have, you know, a small ceremony, and then all volunteers go out and to lay the wreaths there. And it's absolutely beautiful. And the way to keep this going is through donations. And it's going to be September 21st. It's a week from this Saturday.
Yes.
At Anderson River Park. And it's going to be at 4 p.m. and, you know, a couple hours, but you get to listen to music. But it's, and it's free. But we're taking donations here.
Yes, we are going to passing the bucket. And at the same time, we're going to have Anderson Rotary. They are very famous for barbecue tri-tips. And Anderson Kiwanis is going to sell their soft drinks and water. And all the profit proceed will donate it to Reads Across America. And the this year, we are looking at placing wreaths, 2,500 graves. And columbariums. And so we every year we raise funds to buy fresh ribbons and more wreaths. We already have 2,000 wreaths, but we need to purchase 2,500 to 2,600 red ribbons and 500 to 600 more wreaths. So all the funds each year we raise, it's all absorbed to that cost. And it is a wonderful program during the Christmas holidays, and we celebrate and remember, and why not remember those fallen veterans?
We have been there, Kim, I don't know, two or three years around Christmas time when they do the laying of the wreaths, and there's, they ask all of the participants, people that are, you know, watching after we do our, you know, the national anthem, and we hear the speakers and we talk about, you know, all of the people that have been laid to rest, those service, those men and women that have served our country and their spouses up at the beautiful Igo Cemetery. It's where we want to be when our time comes. I know that sounds strange, but we've already said this is where we would like to be together. And so to be involved with the ceremony where you pick a wreath with a ribbon on, a beautiful red ribbon, and you can place it. So please go to the concert September 21st at 4, donate for Wreaths Across America. Thank you, Kim, for being on KCNR.
Thank you so very much. And Linda, in the past, you have sung the national anthem for our program, and I appreciate you, and I love you.
I love our
country.
Thank
you so much for having me, and I invite all of you to come out, put a couple dollars in a bucket, and do your thing.
Thank you.
Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Russia has a plan to prevent a U.S. attack on Syria.
President Obama will take a hard look at it.
Syria has accepted the proposal to put its chemical weapons under international control for dismantling, but Secretary of State John Kerry warns.
It has to be swift. It has to be real. It has to be verifiable. It cannot be a delaying tactic.
This says Congress keeps considering authorizing a U.S. attack. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, long silent on the question, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is now on record.
So I'll be voting against this resolution. A vital national security risk is clearly not at play.
McConnell on the Senate floor just minutes ago saying a limited strike on Syria won't remove Bashar Assad or resolve the civil war. But before the House Armed Services Committee, Secretary of State Kerry reminded lawmakers again of the pay now or pay later principle.
Our inaction absolutely is guaranteed to bring worse consequences.
And President Obama's on his way to Capitol Hill later today to lobby Senate Republicans and Democrats. And Dave, later he'll speak to the nation tonight.
And Rich, on this news, the Dow's up over 100 points. The price of oil is down more than $2 a barrel. The government's secret FISA court for surveillance will be less secret today. Hundreds of documents will be declassified.
The Justice Department is turning the documents over to the Electronic Frontier Foundation to settle a lawsuit. The foundation had sued to get access to court orders and other information used by the feds to design a domestic surveillance program.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nadeau. A fast-moving wildfire in Northern California has burned down 30 homes and buildings in Shasta County. 11 square miles torched. It is now 40% contained. Another wildfire north of San Francisco, now 45% contained. People nearby have been worried.
It's kind of scary. I'm waiting to hear, are we going anywhere? Should we stay put? But it's growing fast, it seems like.
The fire in Mount Diablo State Park has burned about 5 square miles. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Shasta Regional Medical Center brings you the news on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Welcome to the Witness Protection Program. I don't have a single regret.
What are you writing?
My memoirs.
I knew it.
It's good for me to write the truth
on the mob.
From executive producer Martin Scorsese.
This gets out, you're dead.
Robert De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him.
Who's going to fix the pipes now?
The family.
Your family is insane.
I know.
Based on the novel by Tonino Beniquista, directed by Luc Besson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday.
People who have been crying for justice in India get their wish. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen explains live.
Dave, 4 men, a bus cleaner, a gym instructor, a fruit seller and an unemployed man have been convicted of raping and murdering a 23-year-old woman who was attacked on a bus in New Delhi. The impact of her death was felt across India. The case led to protests highlighting that country's widespread problems with sex attacks on women, and laws have since been tightened up. The victim's father saying he's happy with the verdict. The family has been leading calls for the attackers to be given the death penalty when they're sentenced at a later date, Dave.
Simon, the FDA has issued a positive review of a breast cancer drug that could soon become the first pharmaceutical option for treating the earliest stages of the disease. The FDA scientists said women who received the Roche drug to treat early-stage breast cancer had significantly fewer tumors than women who received older drug combinations, so those FDA scientists are recommending accelerating approval of the drug. A deadly case of child abuse in Philadelphia.
No one deserved to die like that.
Emotions are raw for the grandmother of three-year-old Natalia's Rivera, who was blind, severely disabled, and so malnourished that she weighed just 11 pounds when she died Monday in her parents' Philadelphia home, described as so filthy, homicide detectives had to wear protective suits to get inside.
This is one of the worst cases of abuse that I've seen.
Natalia's body covered in what Captain James Clark believes were insect or rodent bites. Charges for her parents are pending. Her four siblings are in protective custody. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
A golf course in Wisconsin is apologizing for advertising a special tomorrow at Tumbledown Trails near Madison. Nine holes for $9.11, commemorating the September 11th terror attacks. The course said it meant no disrespect. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Had a lot of updates on the fires. And Linda, how are you doing today?
Oh, we're great. It's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have areas of smoke today. Are we? Well, looks like we've gone up to what? Looks like 76. I'm telling you, it's jumping all over the place today. It's climbing quickly in increments. Areas of smoke with 101 are highs, clear tonight with 67. And we will be coming in at the break and telling you where what's happening with the fires, where the animals can be evacuated, so on and so forth. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This morning, we have special guests with us this morning.
Well, we're going to be talking with Roxanne Zielinski.
Zielinski.
I'll be okay here. Who is the suicide prevention coordinator for the Department of Veteran Affairs in the Northern California healthcare system? We'll be talking to her after our break and talking because today is National Suicide Prevention Day.
It is National Suicide Prevention Day, and this week is National or the VA's Suicide Prevention Week. We've designated an entire week.
All right, so we're going to be talking about that when we get back from the break. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's training, and the markets continue to in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 105 points. At 15,168. The S&P 500 adding 11 points at 1683, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 21 points at 3727. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 212 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $2.89 at 503.28, Microsoft up 52 cents at 32.18, Facebook down 15 cents at 43.90, and Intel up 8 cents at 22.99. Of local interest, Safeway up 20 cents at 26.45, North Valley Bank down 36 cents at 18.70, AT&T up 30 cents at 33.92, and Harley-Davidson up 82 cents at 63.52. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.96%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.47. Oil's down $2.63 a barrel at 106.89. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $24.13 an ounce at $13.62.81. Silver's down 75 cents at $22.91. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You want to find your way through Wall Street and through what's happening there. They are the ones to guide you through. Our Wells Fargo Advisors, our offices are down at Park Marina Drive. Call them at 530-243-7561, 243-7561. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking with our VA representatives, suicide prevention in our veterans and active duty. It's so important, and we need to talk about what we can do to help our veterans. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. If it's happening, it's happening here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service that you can count on, quality you can trust. Let me tell you about Martin. He offers so much more than other heating and cooling contractors. Not just the fact that they install some of the best equipment you can find. It is every job they install has an optional 10-year parts and labor warranty available. Everybody's factory trained in Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. Bad Bob uses them. They're just the right group to use. It's going to be 106 today. It's going to stay hot for a few weeks. You might want to have that air conditioning checked out. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guests today are Don Black, who is heads up the VA clinic here. And you've been here now for,
8 months.
8 months. Wow.
that, you know what, time really has flown. Pete Privet, of course, was your predecessor and brought you in and introduced you, and you've been here for 8 months. And then, but this is a very special day and a very special week. And our guest, other guest here.
Is Roxanne Zalesny. How's that?
Good.
Was that? Okay, perfect. Good. Okay. Well, I understand that names start with a Z and end with a Y or an IE, you know, we got to those. But anyways, Roxanne is the suicide prevention coordinator for the Department of Veteran Affairs in Northern California. We thought that it was very important to, bring to our listeners' attention that this is, suicide prevention. Is that week or month?
For the VA, it is week. This entire week is designated as Suicide Prevention Week, the second week in September. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and today has been designated as the National Suicide Prevention Day.
For the veterans. Okay, so let's...
Actually, for the entire...
Okay, so let's... do we have some kind of statistics where we can talk about what happens with our returning veterans, as opposed to veterans that maybe have been here for 10 or 15 years have come back that have served, been in, you know, combat, and then as opposed to what's been happening with the latest campaign?
I'm not sure what you mean by the latest campaign. And if you have some questions regarding statistics, I might be able to answer those. Suicide prevention at the VA is the highest priority. The mental health and overall well-being of the men and women who serve this country are our highest priority. And so we can talk about statistics and, you know, how many veterans are returning, how many veterans from different eras, and the suicide rates. But the VA's position is one suicide among any veteran is one too many. And so our focus is to get information out to the veterans, to the people who care about veterans, to the community as a whole about what we can do in terms of community efforts and in terms of specific VA efforts to address the mental health and other concerns that lead to increased suicide rates amongst all veterans.
Well, the big, you know, the news has been how many of our active duty servicemen have lost their lives to suicide, and it's more than losing combat. Even though the numbers have went down last year, I think they're back up this year, but it's still less than their counterparts in the civilian society. However, veterans are dying, I think, once every 8 minutes? Or is it every 80 seconds?
It's 22 a day is the
22 a day
current rate.
Okay.
It's up slightly from 18 in the last year. The 22 is in 2010. Some preliminary studies indicate that that number is going to drop, but we're not sure. There's a lot of data collection that will occur. But the year prior, that data information that we have is in 2007, and that number had reached 18 at that time. The overall suicide rate in this country has increased and has now reached a level of 105 per day. And interestingly enough, the percentage of those suicides that are veterans has decreased, even though the daily number has increased, which is from a suicide prevention and mental health perspective within the VA, that gives us a great deal of hope that what it is that we're doing, these prevention measures, are in fact having an impact.
That's great, because I know that veterans have the statistics I just saw, which kind of led to all this, I mean, giving you all a call and everything to come here because of the high rate, but a significant rate of our veterans that were ending their lives. And then they say in the impact it has on the families, that it may lead to other suicides in the family from that too. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break now, and we come back, give us a little more time. Let's talk about the suicide prevention programs that you have here and how we need to get our veterans into it, because even though that, you know, we'd like it to address it to everybody, so people are listening, you're going to hear things that's going to help, even if you're not in the veteran community, because it's things to look for, things that can be talked to, things that can be, numbers that can be called, and all of this.
So we are talking with Roxana Zelensny, who is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator from Department of Veteran Affairs. We're going to be taking your calls here, 2605-4567. We're going to talk a lot about what are the risk factors, warning signs, resources. So much information you're going to be getting here this morning, KCNR 1460.
Folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod, good morning. It is 8:23 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. It's hot out there. Head to the lake. They've got great packages for houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. Just go out and spend a day on a lake in a party boat. You're going to go out and have some fun without breaking a bank, without having to fill up your car with gas eight times. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out lakeshasta.com. We were out there a few weeks ago and just had a great time. Again, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383.
And after our 8:30 when we come back after a break, we're going to give you an update on what we can find out about the fires. And again, places that are going to be taking animals and livestock, and our prayers go out to those people who have lost their homes. It's a sad time, but we are going to, you know, keep our prayers and our thoughts, and we as a community always pull together here. It's 8:22 here on KCNR 1460, and we've been talking to Roxana Zielinski, who is our Suicide Prevention Coordinator for Department of Veteran Affairs. And it's Suicide Prevention Week, actually month, but right now we're focusing on our veterans. And at the break, I was asking Roxana, I said, you know, and please welcome back to the show if you're just tuning in. How did you get involved? What, you know, when you, and I said, did you, this is something that you wanted to do? And you said, yes, for a very long time, it was my plan. How did you, what made you, I always say, when did you get your moment of connection that this is, I really, this is the work I want to be involved in?
Actually, I think, my whole life people have said, you know, you're like this because you're a mental health professional. And I'm like, no, I'm a mental health professional because I'm like this. I think from way back, I cared about people. I understood on some level the connection between community and individual and how we have to kind of approach a problem from both aspects. My mental health history in Shasta County, I've lived in California my entire life and Redding most of my life. And so I have a heart for this rural community. I mean, a number of veterans that live in rural communities are greater than other areas and the problems that impact them. So I have kind of, I've worked in almost every area of mental health in Shasta County. But I think my transition to the VA comes more from the fact that I am interested in not so much the individual work, although that's certainly a part of what I do and a part of my heart, but at the community level. They call it meso social work practice, and so it's sort of in the medium, not macro, the large politics and that, and not the individual lower levels, but in the community, at the community level. So the transition to the VA was easy for me in that way.
Interesting. I just love it because, you know, you can tell that you're grounded in what you're doing with your life. You feel that. You know, I don't know if it translates. I'm sure it does. You know, so eloquent with how you deliver what comes from you. But just to think about, you know, how it's so, you know, that's why people who have a calling to do, like a doctor or a surgeon or, you know, somebody who's working in teeth or whatever they're working in, that it becomes something that they love to do so much that they're just centered in what they do, where that, it's so heavy. It would be so heavy. But it's a calling for you to be able to deal with the into preventing what the warning signs are. We need to find out what those are, mm-hmm. what we need to look for with our veterans, with warning signs of suicide and how to prevent that.
Okay. Let me just start by saying that, you know, I'm not alone in this calling. I'm supported by the entire VA. I've never worked in a place where there's more really deeply caring people and engaged partners trying to get services to individuals. So I'm happy to be a part of the VA for that reason. So I'm not out here alone sort of trying to, you know, it is a difficult job. I mean, it's difficult to talk about suicide. Most people find that a very unpleasant subject. But when we talk about prevention, it becomes much more pleasant and the fact that treatment works. The warning signs are similar amongst all people. And there are some that are very specific to veterans and there are some that are specific to, well, let me just go back and say that, you know, we often talk about warning signs and that's one area. Risk factors are different. So I'm more referring to risk factors are similar among large population as a whole. And then there are certain risk factors that are specific to veterans and some that are specific to rural communities. And some of those are kind of overlapping as you can understand when I started to talk about them. So risk factors include, you mentioned, I don't know if it was during break or on air, that, you know, a suicide in your family, a first relation emotional contact. So a male who has a uncle, a brother, or a father who has either attempted or committed suicide has increased rate. Some of the other risk factors are isolation, increased substance use, chronic pain, certain diagnoses that are trauma associated, PTSD, TBI, or traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma, major depression. Can you think of any other risk factors?
We're here with also Don Black is with us, who heads up the VA clinic. I think the thing about it is what we want to do, and you're starting to give out the risk factors, is identify those that somebody's there, and there it could be a veteran who's just come back from combat. It could be a veteran who hasn't even been in combat, which seems to be a large number that are having problems. Or it could be a veteran from Korea, Vietnam, anytime. But they could be starting to, these signs that are starting to see. And for a warning for the family. And knowing if you see something like this or see any of these signs or these risk factors are there, you've got a place to call. Which right. is a big thing.
Right. And that's the Veterans Crisis Line, and that number is 1-800-273-8255 or 1-800-273-TALK. And we also have a chat online service that you can get to at the www.veteranscrisisline.net. And then there's a texting, I believe it's 2009 that came out, and so there's been a tremendous amount of that. The younger population takes advantage of texting, and that's 832-8255. 838255 for text.
Well, the texting, yeah. And I think that people are. Do you find that the younger veterans are more aware of this, and they've been talked to and counseled more about suicide prevention or signs?
I think so. Partly because there's increased enrollment amongst newly discharged veterans. There's a great big focus in the military as people are discharged into getting into mental health services or healthcare in general as quickly as possible.
You know, when I came back, we spent the first 3 days, we decompressed in Kuwait. And then we came back to the States, and we had a week-long classes in fitting back in civilian life. But
do you think that's long enough?
Well, it was a start. And we can talk about it when we come back, but it was a start because what they did is they offered mental health counseling with no strings attached. You could go out in town so your name wouldn't be used because some people were afraid that if I went and saw somebody, then, you know, my name, I won't be promoted. They're going to throw me out. So they offered 5 trips out in town. Didn't have to give any identification. On the 6th trip, though, they wanted you to come back into the family.
But looking back on that, before we take a break, let's talk about that with you come back with the post. Like maybe if you're in the fight and flight for how long, when is it really that your body comes down and you go, whoa, what am I doing? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Ahead of the president's address to the nation on Syria tonight, Secretary of State John Kerry making his case before the House Armed Services Committee, saying this directly affects our national security.
We have a huge national interest in containing all weapons of mass destruction.
Asking lawmakers to authorize a military strike on Syria for using chemical weapons, but the latest high-profile lawmaker to say he'll vote no, Senate Republican leader McConnell, who says no vital national security risk is at play. Meanwhile, a diplomatic solution may be in the works with Syria turning over its chemical weapons to international control, according to one proposal.
Britain says it wants to see evidence that Syria really is committed to this plan. The British Foreign Secretary William Hague saying he has questions about whether such a handover of weapons could realistically take place.
Fox Radio's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Friday night, high school football action continues right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Avarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the West Valley Eagles. Pregame starts at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30 in a matchup of two undefeated teams, each with championship aspirations. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the West Valley Eagles on Shasta County's home for Friday night football, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning, September the 10th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, let's do Just Bob, give us an update on the fires here.
Sure. Thank you, Carl. Updated figures now in from CAL FIRE. They say 80 structures have been destroyed in the Clover Fire, and an additional 30 have been damaged. That fire continues to burn south of Redding. Last word, it had burned 7,400 acres and is 40% contained. More than 1,100 personnel continue to battle the fire. Happy Valley schools are closed today. West Valley High School is open. And the following road closures remain in effect. Palm Avenue and Olive Street, Clear Creek Road at Honeybee, Black Pine Road at Gas Point Road, Cloverdale Road at Hawthorne Avenue, Placer Road at Cloverdale Road, and Placer Road at Platina Road. Now, following evacuations remain in effect. Clear Creek Road and Cloverdale Road, everything southwest to Gas Point Road and Small Farms and Marsha Way, Gas Point Road and Happy Valley Road, Small Farms track south to Black Pine Road, Cloverdale from Clear Creek to Oak, and Oak to Palm. Again, the Happy Valley Community Center is open for evacuees, as is the First Baptist Church on Brush Street in Cottonwood. The Clear Creek Community Services District asks Happy Valley residents who remain, who are not in the line of fire, to please curtail your water use because they need all the water they can get. And the Red Cross is taking financial donations online at redcross.org. A number of locations around the area taking large and or small animals. They include Anderson Veterinary Clinic, the Redding Rodeo Grounds behind the Civic Auditorium, the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, and Haven Humane.
In fact, Haven Humane has sent us a message is that if anybody has any extra hay, even a few bales, please bring it down to Haven Humane to help feed the evacuated large animals. Not just at Haven Humane, but around the region. This request came from Captain Leanne Smith. So if you have any extra hay, please take it down to Haven Humane, and they'll make sure that it's distributed to the animals out here. Our guest today, Don Black, who heads up our Veterans Administration Clinic right here, and if I may say, does a wonderful job. And this clinic is... has nothing but accolades coming to it, and a lot of that, of course, is from the people that work there.
And also with us this morning is Roxana Zelensky, who is our suicide prevention coordinator from Department of Veteran Affairs here in Northern California in our healthcare system.
When we left, we talked about risk factors, and we talked about
things that we can do, things we can't. But these, but what are the signs that people need to look for, Roxanna?
Significant warning signs that would indicate it, someone's moving toward a crisis would be withdrawal, changes in sleep habits, eating too much, not eating enough, sleeping too much, not sleeping, you know, nightmares, increased use of substances, problem drinking, anger, rage, signs of depression, same as others. You know, people just don't seem to be getting it, seem to be distant. You know, if you're worried about your veteran, there's probably a good reason. Really serious impending issue. We really need to pay attention if any of these signs occur. And that's somebody who is talking, writing about death, dying, suicide, saying, you know, a lot of times people believe, you know, someone's just talking about it or whatever. You know, we need to take that seriously. Certainly if somebody is just saying I'm suicidal and they're really not, something else is happening that's of a mental health concern that they need to get addressed. Self-directed violence in any form, impulsivity, you know, risk-taking kinds of behaviors that almost, you know, a lot of family members that I speak to over the phone are calling concerned about their veteran because it seems like they just don't care if they die. And we tend to think sometimes, I hear people say, they think that that's a part of being in the military, a part of that trauma. And it can be, but that's not normal. That's not okay. And so we really need to pay attention to those signs and take somebody, call 911, call the Veterans Crisis Line, walk into your local emergency department if any of those things are happening.
And, you know, and you shouldn't think, oh, okay, he'll get over this thing because a lot – he or she – because a lot of times they don't. And, you know, a lot of times we get back from combat, and especially our younger ones, is I've made it through three tours of combat. I go out and buy a crotch rocket, and I am off down the road at 105 miles an hour. Doesn't mean that they're suicidal. It just means is that there is – when you get back, and part of this post-traumatic stress, is that adrenaline
rush
needs to replace the adrenaline rush from combat. Right. So you end up doing anything, and it could be gambling, it could be high risk sports, but it also could be a sign that, you know, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't care anymore. I think we talked about it during the break is one of the things that we were taught is to confront people. If we thought that there was a suicide in their manner or their behavior was to go up and ask them, are you thinking about killing yourself?
Right.
And it may it, and I'm not sure is that the way, do we still do that, or is that something that maybe it's too blunt now? But this is the way that we were.
No, and in fact, I just want to back up a minute to when you made a really important point. Is, you know, people think, oh, someone's going to get over it. We don't want to count on that. And all the studies indicate that the sooner we get people into mental health services, the easier their transition's going to be. We don't want to have a situation, which we see frequently, is veterans 20 years later who have a life event that is part of normal life suddenly is triggering suicidal thoughts because of unmet mental health needs. So that's part of what the VA is doing in educating and outreach and support. Suicide prevention stuff is getting to not just those new transitional veterans, but veterans of all eras who may or may not be having problems, but they need to know about the Veterans Crisis Line for themselves and other people. So that being said, then we can kind of move on to what you're saying is absolutely we want to send the message that it is okay to talk about it. So we say directly, and as part of my job is daily I ask dozens of people, are you thinking of killing yourself? I don't say, you know, we don't want to ask it in a way, you're not thinking of killing yourself, are you? You know, because right. It's like, please say no. You know, and it's professionals, you know, part of what suicide prevention coordinators do is we educate the VA staff and we tell them, hey, you know, don't ask that way because we don't want to send the message that it's almost 4:30, so please say no. You know, we want to engage.
I'm sorry, but I am on the clock here.
Right.
Hey, can you hang on till tomorrow?
We don't
all
see
right.
that type of thing, you know, but we just want to be careful because our tendency as humans is to, this is a subject that feels icky and we're asking somebody a very deeply painful, you know, and a part of it, the most important piece I think is that people don't know what to do. So we're afraid to ask a question mm-hmm. if we don't know what to do if they say yes.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about as soon as we get back. What if they say yes? We'll be right back. We're talking suicide prevention and our veterans, but it's not just veterans. It's our whole community out there. Carl and the Bot, we'll be right back.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 79 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a smoky day today. Sorry to tell you that 104 is our high. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget Thursday night's pizza night on the deck. Way up. Beautiful. Inwood Valley, just 12 miles from here. It's a great, great, beautiful winery. Anselmo Vineyards. Orchard Nutrition is this portion of the show sponsor, and they have an in-store deli and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition.
Our guest, Don Black, who heads up the VA, and Roxanna Zalesny. You know, we have to come on a few more times, Roxanna, because before we get this down. But she is a suicide in a good sense, because, you know, this is the first time we've talked. And suicide prevention coordinator for the Department of Veteran Affairs. Today is Suicide Prevention Day. Is this the America, or is this for the veterans?
It's national.
National. Suicide Prevention Day. And we're talking specifically about veterans, but the things we talk about are, you can just, I mean, easily spread to, or easily can switch to the civilian population. And we talk about, we've talked about risk factors and signs, and, you know, the VA clinic itself doesn't treat families. Is this correct? I mean, in this, or do they, do you kind of stretch it a little bit, to help the families with people that have had suicides or suicide attempts?
Well, no, we do have some programs where we try to, if it's individual counseling, we do try to get the, we do have resources for veterans and their families. We have a program called Coaching Into Care, where we can work with the family members working with these veterans. And it's very important to include family members in any type of rehabilitation program or to get them healthy, because they say it takes a village, it takes a family to, mm-hmm. to get you back, because that's your lifeline out there. If you don't have anybody else, your family cares.
Okay. Roxanna, we've got a couple minutes left for this break, and then by another 7 or 8 minutes. So we need to get out the most important parts here. If somebody, the numbers, we've already talked about the numbers. Can somebody come into the VA and talk to you and say, I am so concerned about my father, my brother, my husband, my son, my wife, my daughter. Mm-hmm. And can they come in and talk to you, and then y'all set some kind of plan up to get some help to them?
The best thing for people to do, I mean, I'm available. People can call me. My number's 530-247-7919. If they're concerned about a veteran, they can call me directly during business hours. The best approach is to call the Veterans Crisis Line. Their staff are specially trained mental health professionals designed to deal with all kinds of issues, from persons just being discharged and transitional relationship issues all the way to unmet mental health stuff in the older veteran population. But many calls, since its launch in 2007, the Veterans Crisis Line has taken over 890,000 calls. They answer 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're there for all people, whether veterans enrolled or not enrolled. That's not an issue. And family members, friends, we get calls really frequently, anonymous calls. We get all kinds of calls. If we know who the veteran is, the suicide prevention coordinator in that area is going to call that veteran back within 24 hours or ensure that a mental health professional does so if that person's already enrolled in mental health care.
And that number again is?
1-800-273-8255 or 1-800-273-TALK. Sometimes it's easier for people to remember.
And anybody can call that number.
Yes.
And it could be about their veterans, or it could be that they'll find them help someplace.
Absolutely. And what they do is they talk with people about, is this a crisis? What are we concerned about? What is happening? And then it's our job as the SPC, Suicide Prevention Coordinator's job, is to determine the level of risk and to implement interventions. Again, since its launch in 2007, the Veterans Crisis Line has sent out over 30,000 life-saving rescues. So a part of what we do is if somebody's in imminent risk, we send somebody out there right now.
Then.
That is what they do.
We got to take a quick break here, but Roxanna, how many cases have you had here since you've been here in suicide prevention, would you say?
Well, I'm one of two suicide prevention coordinators in the Northern California healthcare system, which covers the Sacramento Valley, Mare Island, East Bay, Martinez, Mather Hospital, McClellan, Redding, Chico, all the way to the Oregon border. And I want to say that I have been personally involved in approximately four actual deaths, and that's really a very difficult thing. And then there has been many attempts. So that number would be just, I wouldn't have a clue. So there's quite a few.
How many people have you all helped, would you say?
Well, there's 378,000 veterans in our healthcare system, and those that are enrolled are getting some kind of care. I think that's an important thing to recognize is that, that number we talk about, only there's 22 a day, only 5 of those are enrolled in VA healthcare.
Mm.
So we need to really get out there how people get enrolled, especially with those transitional veterans, get them engaged early on after their discharge. People need to know there are services available. Mental health works, and we can prevent suicide. There's a lot of people that think that there's that's not true.
Someone's it's written, attention. And it's going to happen. No,
yeah,
that's not true.
That's absolutely
not true. I don't believe that. I believe that you can help people. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're talking suicide prevention with our veterans reps right here. It's the veterans rate of suicide is 22 a day. 22 a day. So when you think about that, and that's all ages, but veterans, not the active duty. These are veterans. We'll be right back.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight. dishes.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Tomorrow, September 11th, 9/11, we'll be remembering that. We'll also have our guest will be Sheriff Tom Basinka. Will be with us tomorrow. But we'll be talking on 9/11. Our guest today, Don Black, who heads up the Reading Veterans Administration Clinic here, and
Roxana Zielinski, who is head of suicide prevention. She's the coordinator for the Department of Veteran Affairs. And really, some jewels came out at the break. We want to end our programming today with this information.
Okay, you've got a new program that's going to be starting. I think that's important. We need to talk about.
Okay, it is a mental health intensive case management. We're hiring two social workers that will come out and meet with our veterans that need the help, are seriously needing the help in areas where they're comfortable. They don't have to come down to the VA to get rid of that stigma. They can, we'll meet you on your turf. If it's at the library, great. If it's at Starbucks or Dutch Brothers or your favorite coffee house, that's great. If it's at your church, we'll come and talk to you where you're comfortable so you can start dealing with the issues on your comfort.
That's a great, you know, I really like that. I so much applaud that because it's, you're going to reach people. Now, the other thing is, while the veterans hotline, suicide hotline or helpline is open to everybody, you don't have to be a member of the Veterans Administration. Only five are enrolled in the VA. How do we get people enrolled?
Well, for this program, you can always dial the 273-TALK, or if you want to be enrolled, you can go online at va.gov. There's a registration form. You can do it online. You don't even have to come down to the clinic. Or you can come down to the clinic, and we'll talk to you. Or the phone number at the clinic is 226-7555. And we'll get you enrolled, or we'll start that enrollment process.
It's a painless process, my friends. It takes 5 minutes for the most part. And then you're in the system then, this is what you've earned. This isn't a freebie. No, you've earned this if you're a veteran.
Right, and if you're just returning from combat, you have 5 years of free care.
That's right. And you need to take, they're going to take great care of you. They're going to test you for everything down there. I was tested for things from 30 years ago. Or 20 years ago, I had not been tested when I retired, either time. So,
well, thank you for coming on and helping us to reach out to our veterans and for those families that are listening, to know that. Give us the phone number one more time.
It's 1-800-273-8255. But don't forget about the veteranscrisisline.net. There's everything. There's downloadable materials. There's how to ask your veteran about problems, what to do if you see a problem. Make the connection where veterans or family members can go and find veterans that have sets of similar demographic information or sets of circumstances that had some problems, reached out for help, and had successful mental health care and changed their life path.
It can save a life. It's proven to save a life. So if there's any questions, just use any of those numbers we talked about. Look it up on the Internet. Hey, thank you so much, Roxanna and Don, for being here today, Suicide Prevention Day. But also, we want to save our veterans. It's not – there is help out there. There is assistance out there, and we've been talking
about. Tomorrow is 9/11. Fly your flag. Put your flag out. Let's not forget about the Stars and Stripes.
We'll be doing another fire update as soon as we have the news right after this. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. With a new proposal to deal with Syria's chemical weapons comes a new argument from the Obama administration to Congress that use of force should not immediately be swept away.
What's brought us to this discussion at the UN now is the potential of this force, and we don't want to take it off the table. It would be dangerous to do that.
Secretary of State John Kerry at a House hearing that's turned testy.
Should the House delay or should the House move forward?
I believe that the Senate has made...
This is the House of Representatives,
well,
not
I understand.
The Senate, sir.
Look, do you want to play politics here or do you want to get a policy in place?
Florida Republican Congressman Jeff Miller arguing there's a Senate delay because the votes aren't there. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson with more live in Washington.
And Lisa, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid's watching talk of a Russian-backed turnover of Syria's chemical weapons.
The Senate should give these international discussions time to play out, but not unlimited time.
Reid's delayed the first procedural vote, and whenever that does come up, Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he will vote.